Workplace news in brief fight goes further. There were picket lines at colleges up and down the country on the 10th of November as further education lecturers and the University and College Union UQ took strike action over pay. Staff are angry that the employers' representatives, the Association of Colleges, recommended a pay freeze, despite staff suffering a real terms pay cut of 17.1% in the last 5 years. Three-quarters 74% of UQ members who voted backed strike action after the employers rejected the joint trade union's pay claim of £1 an hour extra for staff. There were large rallies in Birmingham and London. Open Uni walkout. Open University OU staff have voted to strike for the first time ever over up to 500 job losses and the closure of 7 offices. Regional centres in Birmingham, Bristol, Cambridge, Gateshead, Leeds, London and Oxford are to shut, and members will also strike at OU offices in Belfast, Cardiff, Edinburgh, Milton Keynes, Manchester and Nottingham. UQ said managers were alone in thinking the plans were a good idea. Pauline Collins, of the UQ, said the only people who still seem to think that axing 500 jobs and closing down 7 regional open university centers is a good idea are the senior managers. The academic body at the university rejected the plans at its Senate meeting, and now the staff have given an overwhelming mandate for strike action for the first time in its history. Academy action. Teachers at the John Roan Academy School in Greenwich, South London, took strike action on the 10th of November over unsustainable workloads. The majority of the school's 53 staff members of the National Union of Teachers voted for strike action and formed a lively picket line of the morning of the strike. See more in next week's issue.